Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more... Feel your eyelids getting... Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Hey you! Hey you! Your go-to destination for the most addictive reality TV.
I love that.
Stream or download all the shows you love with loads same day as the US.
Hallelujah!
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey and more.
Oh,
escape the Christmas parties with over 7,000 episodes because staying in is the new going out.
This is heaven for me.
Treat yourself to something special. Sign up now to get your 1 month free.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, and our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible. Edible, edible Matthew sisters. And...
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon that you can watch on YouTube. You may have heard of that site. And joining me is a hilarious man who does hilarious things, like co-host the Rose Pricks Bachelorette podcast. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
What's up, Bravo?
What's up, Brie? Well, welcome to the show. It's, I guess, our Christmas Eve show, even though we're actually recording it Christmas Eve Eve. It's a late night recording, which means we'll be probably a little crazy, and I haven't had dinner yet, so I'll be crazy and hungry.
Well, that's funny, because I just saw, on our break today, I went to Home Goods, you know, because I'm in Texas, mm-hmm. and there's a sign, like a gather type sign, but it says hangry. Let's get that for little Benjamin.
It's perfect for me. It is perfect for me. What else? There's no but attached. It's just perfect for me. But I did have a cookie right before this, so that's going to hopefully last me through the episode. But no guarantees.
Okay, none needed. You know, okay. Life is not a guarantee, guys. Just enjoy it while you're here. Just enjoy it until Ben's head explodes, okay?
I know. Here's one thing that is guaranteed, that we have live shows. And we are starting them up next month in Los Angeles with the Golden Crappies. And if you hear your city, go buy yourself a ticket at watchacrappins.com. So we begin in L.A., and then we go to Detroit, and then Columbus, and Austin, and then Houston, and then Hoover, Alabama, and then NOLA, and Lawrence fucking Kansas, Omaha, Nebraska, Salt Lake City, Utah, Vancouver, British Columbia, which is where Courtney from Below Deck is from, and Orlando, and Charleston, and Oklahoma City, okay? Literally, OK City. It's my favorite city because it's called OK City. Asbury Park, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Boston. WatchForCrappins.com to get that. And don't forget to also sign up on Patreon and get access to our bonus episodes. This week we're doing our second part of our Top Chef cast preview. It's an all-star season, so we're going to go weigh in on some people that we actually have some impressions of in terms of not like impersonations, but actual takeaways from watching them on TV. So that's at Patreon, as well as Crappins on Demand and all the other good stuff. So that's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappins. And that's pretty much about it. We got a nice, big, problematic Below Deck tonight. Well, it's sort of, yeah, I guess it's, would you say it's problematic or just like icky?
Rapey. We'll call it a rapey episode of Below Deck. You know, it's another home run.
Piggish.
Another home run for men. Tonight on Below Deck. I mean, Below Deck really is just reinforcing every terrible, terrible male stereotype or, you know, bad reputation. Well-earned men, okay?
Yeah.
We're really earning it out there in the world.
Yeah, we really are. Well, it's a great way to show the bullshit that women have to deal with all the time. It's really just sort of like distilled down here in on Below Deck.
Yes, and it ended last week with a very exciting... I am fucking calm. Don't tell me to calm down, goddammit. Got it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like Riley yells so much, and she turns into Captain Lee in my head.
That's all right. But Captain Lee knows how to do a Boland knot, apparently, but not Riley. So that was like a big thing in the first half of the episode. Like, will Riley learn how to do a Boland knot? So the episode is like Riley is like getting mad at the guys because they're being obnoxious to her as usual. And then the smoke alarms are going off because the exhaust fan is broken. So the kitchen is like all smoky. And Kate has, like, a very good observation. She's like, you know, I don't blame Kevin for the exhaust fan not working, but if the exhaust fan's not working, like, why would you use the grill with a broken exhaust fan? I mean, if I had a broken blender, I wouldn't be pushing piña coladas.
Heh. It's very smoky all the round.
Your Master Pearson sounding a little bit like Gina today. I like that. There's not a very big difference.
Which came first?
Yeah. So, so Kate's like, seven signs of a yacht apocalypse. Smoke, children, in-laws, unreasonable beaches, men who are assholes, Tanner being disgusting, Courtney still not ironing things, Kevin
Rather
serving family
trying
style.
Trying to tie a yacht. trying to tie a knot.
Yeah. Diarrhea. I guess that's more than seven, huh?
Actually, it was less than seven. There was smoke, children, in-laws, unreachable beaches, no AC in the galley, and diarrhea. She's
That's
like, I just
six,
gave up
right?
on seven. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the seventh one is not being able to come up with the seventh one.
I would come up with the seventh one, but I'm choking to death. So.
Yeah. Sometimes the apocalypse arrives early. Who says there have to be seven signs? Sometimes six is enough.
So the guys are, you know, working, trying to figure out how to get Riley's knots undone, and Ashton's like, Riley's hitched it. You should have seen it before. I saved it. He's like, she ties knots like a 2-year-old. It's very dangerous.
Yeah. Because he's like, you know, 5 seconds to untie a knot that can make the difference between life and death. I know for experience. And meanwhile, Kate's just like fucking around in the kitchen. She's holding up a tray and looking at her own reflection in it and going, people think that what we're doing is easy, like it's all smoke and mirrors, but it's not. See what I did there? Some prop comedy, Kevin? You like it? Like that?
And Kevin just mutters to himself and squeezes citrus really hard onto a salad.
That's his go-to. His go-to
way. I cannot wait to gang up on Kate behind her back while I'm being nice right to her face.
Look at me squeezing this orange, Father. I am a chef. I say.
So the grandparents are talking to little Master Pearson, and the grandpa's like, has he gotten taller or something? And the mom's like, yeah, you haven't seen him in 6 months. Welcome to growth. Welcome to humanity, stupid.
Yeah, you're only getting lunch, Grandpa, before we ship you back to Phuket. So then Master Pearson's like, I got a stuffed animal in Thailand. And then the grandma or someone, the mom is like, does he have a name? He goes, I forgot what the name is. Like, oh, wow. Oh, so you think you're special, Master Pearson? You get an animal, you don't even name it. How dare you?
I call him, get me a lemonade, you poor person. No, I mean, get me a lemonade, you poor person. His grandma's like, geez.
He's like, I named it, ow, I'm bleeding.
Then the grandma takes the dinosaur and force kisses the dinosaur into Master Pearson's face. And I was like, wow, it's like a sign of things to come.
It really is. Is Master Pearson excited for lunch? I'm too hot. I'm hotted out. Again, very much like Gina.
I'm hotted out, all right? I'm from New Jersey. It's not hot like that there.
Master Pearson, where did you get that gather sign?
Master Pearson, are you changing apartments again?
Master Pearson, is your hair damaged?
Is your hair damaged? Master Pearson, that bleach job actually looks really good on you. Very cute on you.
Yeah, it actually works for you. So now, this is exciting because we get Darian, up to the bridge, Darian. I love that Darian. I just like all of a sudden there's like another crew member, you know?
Yeah, whenever shit hits the fan, you see the crew come out. They're like, oh, hi. Yeah. Great to be here. All right. Larry, Barry, and Harry couldn't make it today. So guess I'm stuck with this fucking exhaust fan.
I know. They unlock the steerage compartment and finally let out the first engineer who's been like absent since the very first episode when he gets introduced for 1 second.
I know. And it really does go to show you why people are cast on TV and why people aren't. Because they're like, Darian, you're going to save our lives. He's like, he's like tapping the exhaust fan. Like, all right, something will work here. Yeah.
They don't even give him a microphone because he winds up going up to see Captain Lee. And Captain Lee is like, so how's that fan going? He's like, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's like, wow, you can't even get a mic on him real quick for his one scene where he has dialogue. They're like, no.
Darian really got screwed on this one.
Yeah, he did.
So in the kitchen, the guests have just eaten, and Kate comes in with plates, and she's like, oh, Kevin, it's the first time Family Style's ever worked.
Yeah, that was good. The guests are, that was just, they had just finished a course of some sort, because they're still eating something or another, and while they're eating there, they're sad that they didn't get to go to the beach, because that was like going to be the highlight. And then the grandma, she's like eating her lamb, she goes, well, there's no mint sauce for the lamb.
Shut up, Grandma, all right? This is why you're only around for, like, one meal, and then they ship you off.
I know. I just like the idea that she, like, lives in a country which is famously, like, bold, exotic, well, not exotic to them, exotic to us, and, like, intense, major flavors, and then she still wants her, like, 1950s, like, mint jelly on the side of her lamb.
Yeah, gotta have that mint jelly. I just like that she's coming on this really expensive day that her kid's paying for, and she's complaining about something. Shut up. Okay, enjoy your free yacht meal before we, you know, toss you into the dinghy.
I know, the other dude is probably still sniffing wine and saying, perfect, perfect.
Well, he was the one who was going, the asshole. I'm sorry, are you saying the grandfather or the asshole?
No, he was like the sniffer guy.
Yeah, the wine glass sniffer. Oh, shut up with your wine glass sniff. He was the one who said, yeah, they pretty much nailed it, except for the beach. It's like, oh, yeah, you're a regular Baywatch over there. Just simmer down now, wine sniff.
Yeah, he weighs and he goes, I personally don't think it was that treacherous. I'm like, where are your stripes, Madame Epaulette?
Madame Epaulette.
Yeah, where are your stripes? Well, since when are you like an authority on what's treacherous and what's not? Have you seen this crew? Have you seen these deckhands? You should be so lucky that you're still alive just being on that tender for 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's like, we could have beached it. It would have been fine. Okay.
Okay.
So then Courtney is offering a watermelon. Oh no, Brian is offering Courtney a watermelon flavor. Who cares? Like yeah. Seriously,
why I was am like, I, Ronnie, why am please I get your facts straight about this phone. Watermelon.
I'm like, I object to myself. Who was offering?
No, they're
you
basically
that
just canoodling.
Popsicle?
There's some sort of canoodling happening, and then they get interrupted by Kevin, and Brian's like, whenever Courtney's around me, she's so cute, but then people always interrupt, and she puts her guard up. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, you're hot. You'll just wait around. You'll be fine.
Yeah, a woman needs her guard up in this cast. Jeez.
Seriously. I mean, right, can you blame her?
And also because Kevin's like, I'm interrupting something.
Yeah. Jesus, Mr. Dobson, you're always interrupting something.
So the dad's like, well, I haven't seen any jellyfish so far. Let's pull out 97,000 more toys.
I know. And Riley turns to Pearson and goes, well, you know what they say about the slide when in Thailand. I'm like, I think that's like that sentiment's going to be lost on Master Pearson. I don't think he understands that expression.
Yeah, he's like, when in Thailand, get my Batmobile, poor person.
When in Thailand, get mint jelly from my grandmother, you motherfucker.
Captain and Kate are talking. And Kate's like, all right, well, 15 minutes to ride for those. The parents will be here, fucking mint jelly lady. And Kate's like, well, that's the way to deal with in-laws. She's a genius. We're bringing you here for lunch. Bye. Have fun.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, so the little dinghy comes and gets the parents. Bye, Grandma. Bye, Grandpa. Have some fun mint jelly down in Patong Beach or wherever. Go have fun.
So everyone, the boys are like, yeah, teamwork. Yeah, boys. Yeah, we brought in those water toys. And Riley's like, you want me to get water toys? I'm like, no, thanks, Riley. We've got it. The boys have got it. Are you sure? Do you want me to start beaming out? Whatever that means. Yeah. No, thanks. We've got it. We've got the beaming out, whatever that means.
Yeah. And Tanner goes, yeah, nice teamwork, everyone. And she goes, yeah, nice teamwork. Got it. Nice teamwork. Got it.
Riley,
standing
God at the
station. Standing
God at the station. Down for 2 hours, all right? Go down for 2 hours. She's like, and got it.
Just wake me up at 4:15. Got it.
The captain is in the mirror in a tuxedo combing his hair. He's like, fucking GQ over here. Look, I know things didn't go as planned, but tonight I'm pulling out all the stops to show him a good time. That means some extra Old Spice and a really old tuxedo that's yeah. Kind of ironed. God bless Simone. She's a good kid.
A gentleman doesn't leave home without bringing his tux. That's what I got to say. Did I say tux? I meant without bringing his fucks, as in, I don't give a fuck.
But I've got him in my suitcase just because I'm prepared.
I'm prepared. I am prepared. I got my tux. And if this tux acts up, guess who's getting a one-way ticket home? A tuxedo.
A good man never leaves the house without his tux. It's just good taste. Okay. That flower shirt really needs to come back out. Like, if you're really, yeah. If we're going to talk about taste, get that flower shirt.
I was
back
hoping
out,
that
sir.
There'd be, like, some sort of flower element to the tuxedo. Like, maybe a flower blazer or a flower cummerbund, something like that. Like, a big, like, bird of paradise situation.
No. Oh, Kevin and Kate are talking, and he's like, you know, I'm at that point where you're just like, I can't do this anymore. And she's like, yeah, I reached out at Charter too.
Yeah. And then she starts doing her tablescape because it's a roaring 20s party. And she goes, oh, God, the deckhands are going to hate us. Feathers everywhere. Sorry, Ashton. Okay, I'm going to leave these more flowers over here. Feathers over here. Sorry. Sorry.
Whoops. So the little girl who gets no attention because Master Pearson takes all the attention is mm-hmm. getting ready. And she's so cute, too. Like, why don't you get
she
any attention?
She is adorable.
Why is it all about Master Pearson?
They're adorable, and like I love that Master Pearson's tantrum, which happens later. Like compared to everyone, every other child we've seen on Bravo is so benign. It's like he's like, "No, mother," and that's like the extent of it. It's like, wow, he's out of control.
You know? I know, mother, I do not like this sauce. She's like, "That's it, you're never eating again."
No creme brulee for you, you monster child. But mother, so then. The good news is that Darian fixed the fan. They're like, yay, Darian, we'll never see you again.
Kate's like, you're a legend, Darian. Give a speech. And he's like, well, I just wanted to start by thanking Never mind. Get out, Darian.
Never mind.
Back to the suitcase.
You have too much ambient sound. Too much ambient sound in your voice. So then Captain Lee comes to the desk, and I'm not the desk, to the table, and he's like, well, look at me. I'm wearing a tux. This is my best Titanic Halloween costume.
Daddy!
Like,
Oh, Daddy!
Kevin's like dying downstairs.
Daddy, Daddy, can you hear me from the Titanic? I feel like I just would not joke about the Titanic if I were on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess if you're a captain, I guess you make jokes like that, you know?
I guess so. I'm not even going to make comparisons of why, of like other types of vehicles where dressing like that would be bad, because it would just get worse. I'm going to control myself.
Where dressing like being on the Titanic would be worse?
No, but dressing like equivalents, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not going to go into the world of disasters. Like, I'm just telling people. I'm basically asking for
yeah, like, welcome to Southwest Airlines, where all the stewardesses are dressing like Amelia Earhart now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No.
Exactly. That's a better way. That's a better version. So anyway, it's a better version of a terrible thing to say, or to not make people at ease. You know what's not making people at ease? Me trying to explain what I'm not trying to say.
Because now we're all wondering what the hell you were going to say, and it makes it like 20 times worse. Because now I can like Mad Libs what you're going to... No, you don't have to say. You don't have to say.
No, what I was going to say, I was going to talk about... It's like... You know what? It's like Snoopy being the Red Baron there. No. See, I tried to take it to a sweet, cuddly place. The point is this. Kevin is plating... He's plating a soup... A broccoli and spinach soup, and it's like electric green, and it has a feta foam. And now I like broccoli and I like spinach, and I have no general problem with them being together, but there's something about a broccoli spinach soup that kind of triggers like weird childhood things where you're just like, no.
Yeah, you know? Don't you have any Brussels sprouts that you could throw in there and just make it a trifecta of fucking terrible for children?
I know, and then it's like this, it's this neon green. I mean, the green is so green. I was just like, what is this crazy soup that he's serving? It shouldn't be that color.
And Master Pearson's like, what is that? Smashed green beans? Lame! Then they subtitled him going, lame!
Yeah, that's bad if you got a lame from Master Pearson. This is a kid with an adventurous palate. Like earlier they were like, well, Master Pearson just loves his fish. Since when does anyone say that about a 5-year-old? Oh, you know, Master Pearson, he just loves his red snapper.
Well, some of them love it. My niece, since she was a little baby, just grabs handfuls of sushi and shoves them down. It's weird.
Who could? Well, sushi is just, you know, it's just wonderful. So I, you know, your niece has good taste.
June Hannah, looking for a commercial. June Hannah.
You know it's out there somewhere, but you just keep missing out. I'm talking about your dream job. Now it's easier to find and land that perfect role with the LinkedIn app. Download it now, and you'll have millions of opportunities in your pocket. LinkedIn has more openings than applicants. Build connections, keep in touch, and be the first to hear about new jobs. Don't miss out. Get your next big break and land your perfect job. Download the free LinkedIn app today.
Your go-to destination for the most addictive reality TV.
I love that.
Stream or download all the shows you love with loads same day as the US.
Hallelujah.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, and more. Escape the Christmas parties with over 7,000 episodes, because staying in is the new going out.
This is heaven for me.
Treat yourself to something special. Sign up now to get your 1 month free.
So then Kate is like, all right, Kevin, the first three adjectives out of their mouth were delicious, wonderful, and good. And that's just when Darian passed. Can't wait to see what they think about your food.
Yeah. I think there was, unfortunately, the fourth adjective they used was lame, and the fifth one was awful, and the sixth one was, I want to puke. Yeah.
Which is coincidentally the color of your soup that I added. I added that part.
It's a yacht apocalypse. So now the big moment we've all been waiting for, the knot fight, as in the K-N-O-T fight, not that it was a not fight, not that it was... You speak.
We get it. We all watch the show. We get to babe.
I'm like going in, I'm doing like my own one-man Abbott Costello routine in my brain, but I'm putting the wrong things in the wrong part. I'm like, who's on third? Third for what? Who's and what? Like, you're ruining the bit, Ben, with yourself.
No, Ben.
It's a not fight.
Every bit begins with Ben. Oh, Ashley. Okay, bow fight. So Ashton has Tanner and Riley both, you know, just so he doesn't get, you know, lit on fire. And he's like, all right, now, Tanner goes, hey, Riley, what's up? And she goes, whiff.
I know, she just comes in, like, already, like, clearly did not take those 2 hours to sleep. She's just fuming. She spent that entire time just fuming, just going over in her head. Nice teamwork. Nice teamwork. Nice teamwork. Got it.
So Ashton's like, I'm going to give you both a rope. And you need to learn to do a bowling quite well. That's it. We're going to learn it right now. I'm very patient. And it's going to take 5 seconds to undo a knot. Now, listen, if it takes 5 seconds to undo a knot, I know from experience that can be the difference between life and death.
Yeah. Do you want to show the clip again? No? Oh, wow. You're not even showing the clip again of me almost dying. Wow. I must have really, really gotten the bad side of people this season. So then Riley's like,
when do you want us to show you or anything like that?
And Ashton's like, do you have an issue? She's like, I don't have an issue. I already did it.
Riley.
It's not something I use in the fishing boat a lot. I don't know what to say, okay? I did it. Got it. Got it. Bowling knot. Got it.
I don't need to use a bowling knot while I'm shooting moose on the boat in Alaska. And he's like, Riley, you're giving me attitude. The less you say, the better. She's like, oh, yeah, the less I say, the better. He's like, yes, yes, the less you say is better. So keep quiet. I'm your superior in the situation. She's like, God, that guy's a jackass. He doesn't respect me as a person. Or as a coworker.
Yeah.
So then Ashton's like, I'm going to be taken seriously. Watch my flashlight. I've got a tiny flashlight. I'm going to hold it up. He's like holding his flashlight up like he's Nancy Drew looking for something in the woods.
He's like trying to be like Darian. He's like, look at me. I can be like Darian too and inspect machinery.
Got it. I'm not machinery. I'm Riley.
You have a bad attitude. I asked you to do something. Don't come here with your bad attitude again.
This is the guy... smashed in who's already cost who like already like destroyed a DJ's equipment like on his day off. Okay, so he like walks away and Riley's like,
I know, I like I oh, I know how it is, like I can't do it, but you guys can do it. Okay, now you guys are my issue. That's the issue. Got it.
And Ashton just keeps pointing that light that's not on. It was cracking me up. He held it like a weapon above his head the whole time. He's like, listen here, Riley. It's like, ooh, your tiny flashlight's terrifying.
I know. So you're terrifying, Muriel.
So Kevin is like, this is going to be the best steak in the world.
Oh, God. They were like, wow, two centimeters tall. 2 centimeters thick. I was like, wow, thanks for frying up that salt tack for everyone.
He's like, feel the hate, bro. And wasn't he frying these steaks?
They were definitely, they were on like the, I forget what you call like the big, like sort of like a giant griddle, like the like a food trucks. You know those things. It has like a very fancy name.
The flat top?
Yeah, the flat top. But it has a fancy name also, but flat top, yes.
That's what we called it back when I was 15, and a chef at the snack bar in a bowling alley. The dad is like, wow, guys, I haven't seen someone pull out the slide as much as this crew. Hey, Captain, you're doing great. And the captain's like, did you use it? I know one toe-headed little boy who did. And Master Pearson's like, what did you call me, poor person?
Yeah, I went down that slide so many times, but still didn't find the mint jelly. That was for you, Grandma.
I could have been bit by a jellyfish and it would have been less lame than the food you gave me.
It doesn't count if you serve me soup that looks like mint jelly if it's not mint jelly.
Too late.
So now Ashton's like with Tanner and like talking about Riley and the bowlings and everything, and Tanner like does a bowling, and Ashton, you know, like Ashton's just like, he's like, Everything I ask gets taken as a personal attack, bro. It's just like a personal attack. I'm like, maybe that's because like the moment she tried to like do it, you just like started yelling at her immediately.
Well, she does it too, you know?
She does.
Ashton's such a prick, but Riley enters every situation like, what? Why is it like, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, it doesn't help. They're like housewives, basically.
Yeah. Well, also, like, Riley does. Like, Kate later says that Riley has to learn how to take direction. And it's true because Riley is like, I mean, a bowling knot, like, it's just like, you know what? It's like not the only knot you can use. This is Ashton being childish. I'm like, yeah, but he's also your boss. And he said, do the bowling knots. So do the bowling knots.
She goes, I don't know how to do the bowling, but it's not the only knot you can use. So, Ashton, did you notice that Ashton, okay, he's talking about professionalism and all of this, but he's talking to Tanner. He's like, all I wanted to do was show you guys how to tie the bowlines. And Tanner's like, I loved it, but he's like, yeah, I watched her doing it today, and she just can't do it. And he's like, well, my problem is, it's like, Tanner still doesn't seem to know how to do it either.
Yeah.
But Ashton, instead of, like, finishing the lesson, he's just bitching to his employee about another employee. It's super profesh.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Ashton has really proven to be like not such a professional professional.
Season two. It kills the best of them.
So then they serve this sous vide Australian steak, and Master Pearson is like looking at the plate, and he's like, "What's that?" And they're like, "That's a chimichurri."
I don't want that. What part of chimichurri says mint jelly, bitch?
Yeah, similar. Similar. It's like a green sauce.
It's green. Yeah. It's getting closer. Not mint jelly.
Yeah, Kevin's just like, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. I'll do any kind of green mushy thing I can from now on.
You have disappointed me as a son, Kevin.
So, I'm sorry to harp on this. I'm just very confused. Please. About the sous vide part of this grass-fed beef. So, did he sous vide it, and then he just threw it on the flat top to get a like nice crisp on it? And can you once it's already cooked?
I feel like he probably seared it first, because the sous vide is supposed to take it to the proper temperature, and I feel like if you take it to the proper temperature and then you sear it, you risk not taking it to the proper temperature, but if you sear it first, you can still take it to where it needs to be.
Oh.
Assuming, I stay away from anything sous vide in home cookery, because I've seen too many of our favorite Top Chef contestants fail in the final episode because they decide to sous vide something instead of cook it the way they do every single other episode.
And you've never seen a piece of chicken looking grosser than when it's been sous vide. It looks so gross. It's like jelly. It's like gelatinous.
Have we ever, I feel like I've never even had sous vide meat, unless maybe I'm just not told about it, but I feel like everywhere, like every restaurant I go to, I never see anything that says sous vide, but then again, maybe it's not in the description. Maybe
I've had sous vide meat, but it's, to me, I don't like it. To me, it's like airline food. I mean, that's what a lot of airline food is, you know, or it's just, there's a wet, even though it's like, it's in the plastic bag in the water, but there's so much moisture kept in the meat. That it tastes spongy to me. I don't. It grosses me out.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And and Kevin's like insistence on sous vide-ing so many things, I feel like it annoys me.
Yeah, but I ate Domino's tonight, so there's where my palate's at.
I've had a Tate's cookie, so that's my dinner.
A Tate's cookie. So that's just. I'm sorry. I'm not making funny. That's just like I've never said that. Like I had a Tate's cookie.
But you've had Tate's cookies.
Yes, but cookies. Like, I ate a bag of Tate's cookies.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Oh, well, it's not like it was the only cookie I had today. It was just the most recent thing that went in my mouth. But, like, yes.
So the chimichurri sauce. He's like, I don't want this. She's like, then don't eat it. It's time for bed. And he's like, stop it.
Stop.
You're making a scene. Sit down.
So then Kate's like, Master Pearson is having a tantrum on the F deck. And then the mom comes in and is like, since my son's not behaving, just make sure he gets no dessert. So there's that. And then Master Pearson gets sent to bed with no dessert. And on top, not only does he get sent to bed, he like leaves the table with like no resistance, just sort of sad and marching to the bed. I was like, this family does not, I love that they don't fuck around. Like, they did not cave in. He got no dessert. They, like, made a promise. They made a threat, and they stuck to it. And also, Master Pearson is, like the most well-behaved tantrum child going to bed I've ever seen in my life.
I wouldn't mess with that mom either. She stays so calm, and she's just so chill about it. She's like, well, next time we should listen to mommy, eh? Okay, that's what happens when you're a bad boy, sir.
Anyway, going upstairs to have some creme brulee and maybe even some mint jelly for Grandma. Oh, she didn't behave either.
Her head is at your bedside. That's what happens when you don't listen to Mommy.
We're going to go to the beach after all. See you tomorrow.
Tanner is asking Kate if she's enjoying her creme brulee, because before she's like, he's not eating that creme brulee. I want it. And Tanner's like, I'm going to eat it before you get back here, which is this way of flirting, I guess. It's like caveman flirting. And yeah. She's like, ha. So when he comes, he sees her again, he's like, are you enjoying that creme brulee? Are you enjoying that? She's like, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, wow. Caveman.
You're like my knight in shining armor. Thanks for the tiny cup of dessert that you didn't scarf after I called it already. Thanks. It's rightfully mine.
Exactly. And then Simone, meanwhile, is getting annoyed at Tanner because he keeps on saying, like, so, Simone, we're keeping this casual, right? Yeah, we're keeping this casual. She keeps saying it over and over again, and she's getting annoyed because it's making her seem like she's the one who's being clingy. He's sort of like gaslighting her, you know? So she's just getting annoyed with him, which makes me happy because she should be annoyed with him. And, like, moving on very quickly.
Yeah, she's like, he's making me uncomfortable because he's acting like I'm in love with him or something. And it's not the case.
Yeah.
Checking her phone to see if he's texting.
Yeah, exactly.
Making out with barf face. So Riley is in her room.
Or just barf.
Yeah. So Riley goes to her and Kate's room. And Kate's like, hello, Riley. What's your problem?
Like, bowling knots. Got it.
I'm sick of them acting like I'm not even there. And then they come and, like, tell me, like, everything I do is wrong. Like, I'm an idiot. Fucking bowling, not there.
More like bowling. Got it. Okay?
So Kate's just like, well, we're just not dealing with two mature individuals. And, basically she's like, Ashton's immature, but Riley needs to learn how to take direction. And they both are just, like, they need to, like, grow up. So then it's the next morning. And Tanner's like, sees Brian. I was like, hey, while you were asleep, guess what you missed? We were all making bowling knots. And then Riley was just totally acting up. I was like, whoa, I wish someone tie a bowling knot around their mouth. Am I right, bro? Am I right? Yeah. Keep it
Dude,
casual.
You missed it. Ashton totally stood there in a power stance. It was like, you listen to your boss. I love that that's the power stance. He was standing there with a tiny little flashlight pointed up, or like holding it up above his head. Scary stuff. Why am I talking like that? Scary stuff, eh?
Yeah. And Brian's like,
oh, honey.
Thank you very much, Brew. He's finally standing up. I mean, you can't tell Rolly anything because she gets so fucking hectic about something.
First of all, I love hectic as slang. Second of all, and you guys aren't being hectic. Did you see, like, Ashton literally had a tantrum with his mini flashlight. Okay, that's the definition of hectic.
Yeah. Well, the dad is now getting bitchy. I think it's time for these people to go. The dad needs to go down for a nap. Because the dad's like, wow, she remembered the honey and everything. The last charter, she always remembers. Like, oh, okay. Nice dad turned bitchy.
I totally missed that. Nice dad turned bitchy.
Because the dad's
That'll be on his LinkedIn.
Yeah, nice dad turned bitchy. Bravo's below deck.
Yeah. So Kevin's asking Tanner about Simone. He's like, yeah, I want to keep it casual, you know? And Kate's like, what does casual mean to you? Is that like when you say you don't want to hook up with her and then you get drunk and then after you get rejected, you text her at 2 a.m. and then have her come over and then, you know, eat her out and then the next morning say that you want to keep it casual? Is that what that is? Is that it?
He's like, yeah, you know, like, I don't even know what I wrote for Tanner. But she's like, well, apparently he's never had a boat romance because you don't just break up, okay? You just wait for the charter to end and then you go, okay, bye.
Yeah, Tanner wants to break up, like, quote unquote, break up with Simone, which is funny because, he keeps saying that he wants this to be a casual and not a relationship, but he's the one who's planning to break up with his not girlfriend. I'm like, that's the last time I checked, it sounds like you're the one who thinks it's a relationship.
Yeah, you just turned this into a relationship.
Yeah. So, and Kate's right, like, he like, just because you may just like say to Simone, like, I don't want to keep hooking up because I want to be able to like bang other chicks and, you know, like whatever, and it doesn't mean that Simone won't still have like issues, like, Because his whole thing is he wants to break up with her, quote unquote, break up with her, so that way people stop, like, he can hit on other girls at the club and people will stop saying, you're making Simone feel bad. You're making Simone feel bad. I'm like, guess what? She's still going to feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully not. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Vincelli, yeah. Am I right?
I do. He just wants, you know, he wants his Simone and to eat it too. Oh, God. That is the most offensive thing you've ever done to me. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
So Brian and Ashton are talking about Riley. He's like, oh, I heard about the problem with Riley last night, Brie. Just saying, I can do this last charter with just the three of us. Just saying. It's like, didn't you just start walking? Like, how about this girl just saved your ass and kept you on the boat by showing up and doing stuff while you were incapacitated?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Like, yeah, like, try not to, like, walk into walls from now on, and then we'll discuss getting rid of Riley. Yeah. So it's breakfast time, and everyone likes breakfast, and blah, 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 and Kate to the wheelhouse. Big news, Kate, today's drop-off is going to be a little bit different. We're taking on fuel, so we're going to remove the guest by Kinder, and then we're going to go up to a barge and be like, hey, barge, here's my tuxedo, and they're going to give us fuel in return, and then we're going to go do a tip meeting, and then we're going to go to the dock, and then we're going to clean the dock, and then the barge is going to be like, hey, oh, one-way ticket to the next yacht to fill up. You know what I'm saying?
Every country's different when it comes to fueling. In this case, the mom is deciding how we're doing this. She said we're going to be fueling up on something called Soylent Green. We're supposed to pick up the package in the middle of the ocean, put it in the boat, and never speak of it again.
You know, we have to go to a fuel barge, and if you want fuel, you got to play by the rules. So Soylent Green it is. Okay. Kevin, you seem to be particularly interested in this.
I'll cook something out of it. Something greener than you've ever seen,
Diddy. Diddy, you thought my broccoli and spinach green soup was greener than you've ever seen? Wait till you see this one. It's called Soylent Green Mint Jelly, my own creation.
Poor Grandma and Grandpa.
And I think she was actually joking when she said the mint jelly, because I saw like a little bit of a joke, but I was like, like a smile, and I was like, I don't care. I'm roasting you for it.
Yeah, we've already murdered you in your mind, in our mind. So Kate's like, well, thanks for the update, Captain. He's like, well, thanks for my Cheerios and caffeine.
Why is this milk so green? Is it Shamrock Shake time? Just everything is green and disgusting on this boat now. So Brian asks Courtney out for a date, which is, of course, my least favorite below deck tradition, which is at 3/4 of the way through a charter, someone goes on, there's like a awkward date. It's never not been awkward. It's always been awful. I think it must be something that the producers make two people do every single season.
Yes. And God, think back to Kate's date where she's like, I'm going to wear my fancy scarf. And then Hannah's date where she really, Hannah was always trying to make it work. She's like, but I love you. But now, Courtney is carrying on the tradition of like hating an awkward date.
I know. Wait, I also have to mention, remember there was that really terrible date between like, was his name like EJ or something like that? He was like the Canadian guy. And then there was that deckhand who was like, whoa, yeah, man. And they had like this awkward date where he's like, oh, so how's it going, huh? And she's like, oh, it's awesome, man. Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, and do you remember the date with Aisha? I think Aisha's the one who enjoyed that little date scene the most.
Yeah, Aisha and Jack, that was a cute date. There was, of course, we'll never forget Ben and Bunny from... Bunny was on Below Deck Med, right? That was when Ben was on Below Deck Med,
yes.
His first time. When they
remember
like,
the last
like,
day,
I'm sorry, Rabbit. Like, Rabbit.
Yeah, Rabbit. And the last day, she's like, you know... If I would have done this job differently, you did a terrible job. And Hannah's like gobsmacked.
No, that wasn't Rabbit. That was, her name was like Boobsy or Bobsy or something. I forget all their names. But she was the one who was like, if I were Chief Stew.
Oh, you're right. But
Rabbit was the one
Rabbit
with like blue glasses.
Rabbit did turn at the very end, remember?
Yeah.
She's like, you suck at your job.
So many wonderful
memories. Podcast. Okay, so to make up for all the bumbling we just did over names and not remembering everything that we've recapped over the years, let me just mentioned what Aisha mentioned apparently on her podcast. Hi, Aisha. Love you. Go listen to Aisha's podcast. She has a Below Deck podcast. But I read this on Facebook that she hooked up with Tanner. Ew.
No,
ew.
Aisha. No.
No, Aisha.
No. Oh, no.
Gross.
No. Terrible. Oh, there's no justice in this world. Well, so Brian is so Brian asked Courtney out for a drink. She's like, I guess I'll do it. So then they're all changing into.
Have to be ready earlier.
She's like, will there be towers of seafood? No. So they're changing into whites, and they're all like packing because the guests are gonna leave and they have to go on this little boat. So they have to put on another life jacket for Pearson, and he's like, mine smells gross. And the mom goes, you'll live.
It's my mom's favorite quote.
You'll live.
So then the lady who fell last time is like, oh, thanks, guys. I didn't trip this time. It's like, wow, way to take the blame off Witz's buns.
Yeah, no, still Chandler. For
Chandler.
Chandler, who's probably like carrying like a tall stack of plates at this moment, like, two stories high, and he's like, whoa, I sure hope I don't fall over, sir.
So nice dad turned bitchy dad is like, we had a wonderful vacation, you guys knocked it out of the park. Would wine sniff like to say anything?
I'm not gonna say it in front of anybody.
The mom's like, okay, I'll say it for you, wine sniff. Thanks for being so great with the kids. Only bummer is we didn't get to go to the beach. The kids were so bummed. Oh, fucking contact Mother Nature.
Yeah, already. Seriously.
Like, who are you people complaining to?
But don't worry, we left you a really good tip. I mean, we all put in the same amount of money, didn't we, Winesniff? Oh, yeah, totally. I totally put in the same amount. Yeah, you guys will get a great tip.
Winesniff, why do you have feathers coming out of your pocket? He's like stealing the tablescapes.
He has all the mint jelly, but I thought I plated the mint jelly, father. Where did it go?
Daddy, I want a wasting boat when I grow up.
If you grow up, kid.
Yeah, the mom's
first
like,
you got through
mouthing
me.
Off, and you won't grow up.
Yeah.
It turned out just like grandma who's fueling this boat.
Well, we were going to give you a racing boat last night, but you mouthed off. Sorry. Gave it to your sister instead.
Tip meeting. Number six in the books. Yeah. Well, I thought this charter did well. I mean, even Kevin didn't suck. So congrats, Kevin. He's like, thank you, Didi.
Thank you, Didi. So they get a tip that's like $16,000, which is about $1,500 per person, which is on the lower end. Kate's not happy. She's like, you know, this is not the tip I was expecting or hoping for. I mean, there were children. There were itinerary requests. The boat was filled with smoke, and Ashton canceled the beach party. Emphasis on Ashton canceling the beach party. So I guess I can't really be surprised. Why am I the only one who's good at my job? Anyone? Getting a little tired of doing all the work here.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, no, they didn't really build that up. They built it up a little bit that Kate was getting tired of the lack of respect for her rank, but it sort of wedged that in there.
Yeah, it seemed to come out of nowhere. Like, why am I the only one who can work? Wait, what? So Ashton is like, who wants to flick the chain? And Riley's like, I'll be your flick today. He's like, good job, Riley.
I'm a good flick. I'm going to keep saying flick until I get a laugh on this fucking radio.
So now they dock. It's like docking, docking, docking. We're coming in. We're coming in. Oh, God. Oh, God. The boat's coming in. Oh, we've done it. Good job, kiddos. Did a great job, kiddos.
Great job.
So Kate's with Courtney, and she's like, huh, why are you so grumpy? I like that. That's fun. She's like, ugh, I have to leave at like 5 today. I don't have any time off. I have to go on a date with Brian.
Who asks someone out on the same day date? You give it 2 business days at least. It's very men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And I like it, Courtney. I've read
it. She's not really wrong. And she's like, but then again, Brian lives 5 feet away from me, and I'm like, and I like him, so I'll go.
What are you going to wear?
I have nothing to wear.
I've never seen the side of you.
What, is it an ironed side? Because that's new. So then, so while Courtney's preparing to go, reluctantly go on a date, Tanner is simultaneously planning his big breakup with Simone. So, yeah, and he's, like, saying that he doesn't, you know, he's doing this whole spiel about how he doesn't want people to get, to, like, to get on his case when he hits another girl at the club. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want everyone yelling at me next time I go up to an employee of a restaurant, rub my crotch all over, all right?
Yeah, I don't want people to get all up in my business next time I go up to a potted plant and make out with it, thinking that it might be Kate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that Tanner's acting like he could have been getting all this ass, but he just wasn't.
Yeah.
Because of Simone. Like, dude, the only thing that touched you was employed to be there, and she was trying really hard not to touch you, and actually, like, ran away from her post so she didn't have to be touched by you. Please get over yourself.
Seriously, he, like, reminds me of, I don't know if you ever saw the Mary Kath and Gallagher movie with Molly Shannon.
But of course.
It's, like, so good and totally, totally underrated. And, like, one of the best scenes is when Molly Shannon makes out with a tree. That is, like, Tanner in real life, though. He, like, literally, like, he probably thinks, like, trees are, like, hot girls. Like, hey, what's going on?
What's up,
if you... just want you to know that I have an opt-out policy, so if you don't want to kiss me back... Say something. Not saying anything. I'm going to make out with you, tree.
Kevin is talking to his first love, the galley. He's like, well, I'm feeling good about life right now. See you tomorrow, galley.
Yeah.
So then Ashton calls his mom. Now, this is like when someone calls their parents right before they get eliminated on Project Runway or Top Chef or one of those. Yeah. It's like Ashton's about to have a really bad day. So let's just humanize him a little bit, shall we, Ashton? Call
exactly.
Your mom.
So she's like, hi, Ashton, how's it going? He's like, hi, mom, I just thought I'd call to say hi. Oh, okay, is there an unconventional materials challenge? I'm not on Project Runway, mom. I'm still on the boat show.
But you are making a dress out of a tree then? He's like, no, mom, I'm not on Project Runway.
Would you like to see your 5-year-old daughter who you miss very much and just need her to help you get through the next few days? Mom, I don't even have a 5-year-old daughter.
Tim Connor's taking care of your baby then, isn't it? Mama, this isn't Project Runway.
Do we want to talk about how food saved your life? Want to talk about that? You used to live in the gutter because of your drug addiction? Mom, that never happened.
So, she's like, and he tells us his backstory about his parents' divorce destroying him. And she's like, well, how about that other lady then? You okay with her? He's like, Kate'll be Kate, Mom. No, the Heidi girl, the shorter model, she's been fired since then, I think. She's not back, miss her.
So then Courtney and Brian go on their date, and Tanner and Sins go to have their breakup drink. So first we go to Brian and Courtney at a bar called Da Deck. It's like D'Deck, Da Deck. Which also looks like it might only be about 10 feet from the boat. So... they go in like a little cart and they sit down and Brian's like, do you want some champagne? And she goes, I don't think they have champagne here. We're in Thailand.
He's like, oh, so what kind of champagne would they have here? She's like, doesn't exist.
Yeah. And so then she goes, I'm going to have a Negroni Sbagliato. It's like, wait. So you're saying that Thailand is this far-flung country where they don't even have champagne, one of like the most popular... like wines in the entire world, and then you're gonna order this like super super specific like variant of a Negroni? What?
Also, I'll have a number 2 supersized with a side of honey mustard ranch, please. Thanks.
Hey, I would really like an old fashioned, but like one that only uses bourbon that's locally sourced to a certain county in Tennessee. Do you have that? Okay, I'll just have the champagne. Oh, sorry, forgot. Thailand.
Oh. So she's like, I'm sorry, I'm a bit grumpy. He's like, well, yeah, look at me trying to cheer you up. Here I am. And he's all disappointed and tells us she'll come around, hopefully. Wish I had a puppy here.
I know, but then he doesn't help matters when he tries to order. He's like, okay, he's like, can we get one Negroni? No, Negroni Smiliano. How many times do I have to tell you? It's Negroni Smiliano.
So she just sighs. And he's like, I don't know what to do. We can go back to the boat and relax. We can go out tonight. How about you talk about something? Do something. You know, do something.
Ask her about herself.
Yeah. Like, ask yeah. a question. Like, just go. What is she supposed to do? Just, like, go down on you because you took her out someplace? Come on. Make
yeah.
it hurt.
And then I should mention, just to finish out this arc of the Negroni, that it does arrive, and she sips it, and he's like, is it the Negroni with the sparkling wine? She goes, no, it's a regular Negroni. And she's like, by the way, we should also mention that her version of this version has sparkling wine in it. I mean, I don't think a regular Negroni does, but either way, whatever it is has sparkling wine in it. I'm like, that's basically the same as champagne. Champagne's just sparkling wine from the Champagne region, so it's of that quality. But like, when he said, you want to get champagne, just be like, why don't we get sparkling wine? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Really? She's just like kind of like upset that he's dumb, but
yeah,
you know, I mean,
it almost makes me wonder if she ordered the Negroni Sclagnato and described its ingredients just that way as a test to see if he would be like, oh, well, if they have sparkling wine, we can just get that, right? Like, and maybe the fact that he didn't pick up on that was like him failing the test.
Yeah, like, you don't even know champagne is from Champagne.
I got obviously really wrapped up in this whole Negroni situation.
Well, Tanner has pulled Simone aside. It's like, yes, Tanner. And he's like, you know, to be honest, I feel like we're on different mind waves. And she's like, I think we're on the same mind wave. And that is people that use the word mind wave. We both do it. So let's get married.
Mind wave. What is a mind wave? And so she's like, no, I'm pretty sure we're on the same mind wave. He goes, I don't want to lead you on. And she's like, you're not leading me on. OMG, when you said you wanted to have fun, I knew what you were saying. I got it. He's like, yeah, so what I'm saying is I want to keep it casual. So I'm going to give you the keys to my apartment. That's what I'm saying. What?
I was drunk. I don't remember saying. I was drunk when I said that, so I don't remember that. But, you know, I don't want to hurt you. You know, she's like, you didn't hurt me. But I just want to have fun. She's like, okay, that's great. Have fun. And so she laughs to make him more comfortable. And she's like, it's fine. Like, it's seriously. Yeah. And he's like, it's amazing how you're such a cool chick. She's like, oh, my God, thanks. He's such a fuck boy. You know, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, thanks for the approval, Tanner. Thanks for anointing me the cool chick. So then back on the date, Courtney's just like, I wish I could be lying down. Like, I'm just getting lower and lower on this chair. Oh, wait, it's just, okay, my head is on the chair, and my butt is just sort of over the, okay, no, I'm on the floor.
Well, it's disappointing. I spent a lot of energy and time on this date. No, I was like, what was it, the go-kart? Like, what was it that was
so difficult? You're not owed a good date. Although, to be fair, she was clearly not in the mood to go on a date, and it's like, so don't go on the date. I feel like the producers made her go on this date, and she was, like, really not in the mood to do it.
Yeah, but also, like, you're dating a sourpuss, and then you're like, she's a sourpuss. Like,
that's right.
You know?
They both like had like many different ways to avoid this situation. Like, she was not in the mood. She shouldn't have gone on the date. He's dating someone who doesn't want to go on a date at 5 o'clock, and he should have like picked up on that. And yeah, like you said, dating a sourpuss. She's gonna act like a sourpuss on a date. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, she's just.
Although I actually don't think she's a sourpuss. I think that she's just like,
you know,
Courtney. I think she just likes, really? She likes things on her own terms. And I think that's the ongoing problem.
Oh my God, I would not even be on a beach. I cannot even walk on a beach. It's like so hot here. Remember her first episode when she was like beaching it with, she had to work the beach with Tanner. He's like, Jesus Christ, you always like this? She's like, yeah.
She's not a sourpuss. She's a Ben.
You're not a sourpuss.
We'll see. And now she's exonerated.
That was tricky. He did that. Okay, here's all I'm trying to say. For Courtney's like next line, I just wrote Courtney. Ugh. So there you go.
Yeah. No, I mean, she has definitely a bad date attitude for sure. Like, if you're gonna do it, like, just try to have fun. But at the same time, like, I've definitely been someone who's like agreed to a date, and then I'm like, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to bail on the date because I want to be like better than this, and I'm gonna get my shit together. And you sort of think that you're gonna pull your shit together, and then you go on the date, and you're like, I hate this, and you just know you're giving stink face the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, I just always give stink face. So, like, if you're gonna be surprised I'm giving stink face, why would you even be with me in the first place? Because when you looked at me from across that crowded room, I was giving you the stink face. So stop your complaining. Okay.
Yeah, I definitely am also someone who doesn't always act on how I'm feeling. There was one time I went on a date with a guy, and like some British people, like or just, I don't even know if they were British, but some girls like sat down at the table, like behind my date, and they asked him a question about something, and he turned around and started responding to them in a British accent, and then he started talking with them for like 18 minutes. I timed it 18 minutes straight, and I was like, I should just get up and leave, but I was like, I want to see how long he does this, because if I am like, he just stopped talking, he started talking to people in a British accent for 10 minutes, but like if I leave now, I don't know how long he would do it. So he did it for 18 minutes. And then when he turned around, I was like, I'm leaving. And he was like, why? I was like, because you just spoke with a British accent to strangers for 18 minutes on our date. And the point is this, I really should have left much sooner, but sometimes you just stick around for things for no good reason. like this story. If you listen to this story, you just did exactly what I'm talking about.
I was trying to figure out if it was talking to the other people. In my mind, I was like, is he mad at the guy for talking to other people for 18 minutes or doing it in an accent?
It was both. I said, why did you do it in a British accent? He goes, just to see if I could. I was like, okay, I think we're done here. That, in my mind, I was like, okay.
Oh, gosh. So everyone's getting ready to go out. Riley's ironing a hairpiece, which is really funny. Yeah. And then Kevin sees Simone, and she's like in a crop top and short shorts and looks really good. And he's like, damn good looking hot girl. And she's like, well, I'm not that kind of girl to try and look hot to make a guy jealous, but I'm trying to punish him a little. Yes!
Yeah. So they all head out. Courtney's like, I feel anxious, which is like what you'd love when you go out with your friends, when there's that one friend saying something like that. And then Ashton's like, Smashton's coming out tonight. I'm like, you realize you just Smashton cost you like $1,500 last episode. Do you really want Smashton to come out again? And like, you keep saying Smashton's coming out as if Smashton's been gone for a year. Smashton came out like 2 days ago. Okay.
Yeah, we don't need... you're just at this point, you're just an alcoholic. Like,
yeah, you're just somebody who does not channel
your nickname for it.
Yeah,
okay?
You don't control your emotions.
It's like when the Incredible Hulk just becomes green and huge all the time, but he's like smart now. He's like, well, yeah. I'm just naturally the Incredible Hulk. Like, no, you're not. You just ruined it. Way to jump the shark, Smashton.
Yeah, it's like the Incredible Hulk turning green when he's just like having a wonderful time, and he just becomes the Hulk. And you're like, wait a second, I thought you only are the Hulk when you're angry. Oh, so this is like not a special thing. So basically anything I say, you can turn to the Hulk. So why should I even be around you?
Yeah. So then Kate is, both the cars are separated into boys and girls because it's 2019 and like, you know, everybody's an adult. So that's what we do. Boys and girls. So Kate's like, how was your date? And Courtney's like, fine. And then the other car, Brian's like, she's a keeper. She's a real keeper.
Yeah. I think he was trying to convince himself of that. So they get to Patong Beach, which is like, I guess, like the worst place in the world because it looks terrible. But it was, you know, continuing Bravo's tradition of sending its stars to like seedy areas, because Kate's like, oh, well, here we are in Patong Beach, you know. You can get a piercing, a tattoo, see a ping pong show, and an STD all in one. I was like, oh, gosh. Please tell me they didn't invite Cameron Westcott to this.
And nothing ends well after the ping pong shows on Bravo. This is two for two now, where just everything goes to shit.
We are learning that, like, it's not just that nothing goes well. It's that people do career-limiting things after the ping-pong shows.
Totally. People ruin their own lives after ping-pong shows. I don't know what is happening in these shows.
Yeah.
So she's like, wow, look at this. Only place in the world you can find a Starbucks next to a donkey show.
They're like, we resent that. The Starbucks is in the donkey show, okay? It's an in-donkey show Starbucks.
Donk Bucks. So Illusion Club.
Yeah.
Kevin's like, look, it's Smashton. So Brian just clips of everybody partying, and Brian's kissing Courtney on the cheek while she texts. She's like, I'm tired.
She was probably on Pinterest.
She's like, did you get the text I just sent you? And he's like, hold on. It says I'm tired because I'm tired. You getting this yet?
Did you see the text I just sent you again? It's an emoji. It's a strange shape. Yeah, it's one of the emojis from the end of the emoji menu that no one ever uses to show just how bored I am right now.
I scrolled for this.
Yeah, I scrolled hard.
I would love to go home, but the thought of being alone in a cab for an hour, I mean, there are ping pong shows. Being outside is even scarier, so.
Yeah. So it's like Smashton's out of his cage, as if this is like great. Like, again, it's funny that like we are like, woo, Smashton, he's wasted, and we're like it's like supposed to be something that we're like applauding, and then like, but when the girls get drunk and are like a mess, it's like, oh, they can't even control themselves.
Well, they're all pretty wasted. They all get nice and wasted in this season. Like, everyone.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. Even Kate. Yeah.
Yeah. Kate's like, so, Tanner, are you feeling like an idiot? Look at Simone. She looks real good, huh? And Simone's, like, grinding on the floor, you know, dancing her
mint,
ass
mint
off.
Jelly. Mint jelly.
Broccoli and green beans. Broccoli and broccoli. Broccoli and spinach soup. Broccoli and spinach soup.
So Tanner's like, yeah, you know what though, but I've wanted to hook up with you all season, Kate. And she's like, you're 25 and also disgusting. You're like a giant oversized pea pod that you just found at the back of a fridge.
We're gonna hook up and you know it. Whoa, this is my song. And he starts doing the worm and Kate squeals. She's like, it was weird.
I know.
It was weird. I wasn't really sure what was happening.
And Courtney is just sitting there alone, giving the biggest stink eye to the dance floor we've ever seen on Bravo. It's just like this look of horror, like she's watching, not like a car wreck. She's watching like the facade of a building fall down on a sidewalk and kill people. Like, she's just horrified at what she's seeing.
Yeah, and Kate's like, so you're going to have fun, huh? No? Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to order you one of your crazy Negronis? No? Okay. Yeah, sure. Don't want one of those fake versions of Negronis? No? Okay.
Everyone leaves this place shit-faced, and Tanner's like, I gotta pee! And Ashton's falling all over the place.
He's so sweaty. His entire shirt is a darker hue than it ever was.
And then we get a switch up in the cars. Dun-dun-dun. Kate rides with the boys.
Yeah, and they're still sort of like sitting in the parking lot, and Kate is like Ashton's in the way back, and Kate is just in the next row forward, and she's just sitting there, and Ashton like climbs up over her seat and like from above, sort of Spider-Man style, tries to kiss Kate, and she's just like, ugh.
Yeah,
and like,
she's like
squirms
gross.
Out into the seat.
Yeah, and then Ashton, okay, Ashton is a damn mess. Riley, don't leave me in here with them. Tanner leans over the seat and kisses Kate. So she kisses him. Wait.
No.
Tanner kisses
Ashton.
Kate. Ashton kisses her first, right? So
no, Ashton. So what happened was Ashton goes over the seat and she's like, I have not given him any signs that I want this. In fact, the opposite. And I don't care how blackout drunk I am. I don't accidentally make out with someone twice. So then there's like still more like switcheroos. Now Ashton's like outside of the van.
He crawls over her and leaves the van, and he's like, I gotta win. He's like mad, and he scares a cat. And so Kate moves to the back, and Tanner's like, want to kiss me right now? She's like, not really. And she's like, you guys are a disaster.
Exactly. They are a disaster. Wow. So now they're driving. They're on this long drive back to the boat. And Ashton's just, like, wasted. He's doing that thing where I don't know, I guess he thinks everything he's doing is just, like, absolutely precious. So he, like, leans over and gives Kate the finger. So she just, like, gives the finger back. Like, say it to my face, Ashton. Say it to my face. Say it to my... And he goes, how about you on my face? Like, oh, my God.
It's like, well, you just put your tongue down my throat again. He's like, you loved it. Yeah, and I loved it. And oh, I loved it. It's like, do you know how rude that is? Like, stop touching me. Because he keeps trying to, like, he's like pawing at her. And he's like, yeah, you should be so lucky. And I should be that drunk. She's like, oh, really? Because I have been that drunk. And you haven't been that lucky. So.
I mean, she keeps a good sense of humor while being extremely sexually harassed.
So he's like, calm down, relax. And she's like, you know what? Let's just all go to sleep till we get back to the boat. So then in the other boat. In the other van, Brian is, picking off roses and giving them to the other girls because he got roses for Courtney. It's like he's already cheating on her. It's crazy. So then back to this van, Kevin's like, oh, Tana. Oh, he's to break the awkwardness, he's like, oh, Tan. They start teasing him about his mom.
Yeah. So they're like joking about that and they're like going, Tanner's mom. And then Kate's like, well, Ashton, what's going on with your mom? Which I guess later on, her mindset was that she was like, she didn't realize that it's like a thing to make fun of Tanner's mom amongst them. So she was like, what's going on with your mom? Which is like, I couldn't tell if she was trying to instigate or if she was just like genuinely asking, or I didn't really know what was going on, but it was just a question ultimately. And Ashton loses his mind. He's like, that's such a fucking weak blow. That's a low blow. I'm like, she didn't say anything about your mom. She just asked.
And what is the problem with your mom? You were just talking to her. Like, your parents got divorced when you were little. Like, you're still on friendly terms. What is going on with his mom?
Kate actually said, let's talk about something else. Can we not talk about Tanner's mom? Let's talk about something else. Ashton, what's going on with your mom? That's what she said.
And he's like, low fucking blush. She goes, well, you were asking about Tanner's mom, so I was asking. But she was saying it in a way that I was like, what is going on with this mom? Because she's like, well, you were asking about Tanner's mom, so I was asking about your mom. Which she was saying it in that way, like she's kind of taunting. But I didn't know.
I don't know
the story. I couldn't either. Like, I honestly don't know that. I don't remember that story. Of course, I don't remember much of anything ever. But
yeah, I couldn't tell really what her intention was. But I do know that, like, Ashton's response was, like...
crazy. It was crazy. Crazy. It's like,
he's drunk.
You think you're such a bitter person for calling my mother out? She's like, what? And so he starts crawling over the seat to go at her, which is just fucking nuts.
Yeah, and he's like, that's my family, bro. That's my family. And she's like, well, that was Tanner's family. And she goes, what gives you the right to bring my family?
And he's raging and like crawling over the seat. Raging. And shit. And then Kevin's like, whoa, calm down, bro. Oi. So then Ashton's like red in the face. He's like, we'll give you the ride.
Yeah.
And then he starts punching the window. And like, what the fuck, dude?
Jesus Christ. And Kate goes, psycho.
Jeez. And then she brings up the
scary.
Incredible. Yeah, she brings up the Incredible Hulk and she's like, not so incredible because I'm in a small space with him and I'm the target of his anger.
Yeah.
And so Ash is like, what's wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? And Tanner's like, we're heading to the hotel. Let's just chill, okay? And Kate's like, wow, you did very good, Tanner. And then he leans over for a kiss and she like gives him like a little peck.
Yeah, she like allows it, but she's just also like, ugh. So, I mean, this is all kind of like, I think it's actually when you have a coworker who first, like, who plants a kiss on you, this is the second time now. The first time could maybe be, not excused, but like, okay, he was drunk and just trying for anything, but now it's happened a second time, and on top of that, he now raged at you and punched a window. That is like, you're fired. Right, like in any workplace.
Yeah,
that, I mean that is like that is like really so like it's like violence. It's way too close to the try to make the kiss. Right, like that is. I'm sorry. Like that's like so like above and beyond. Like it's just like it's so bad. Right.
Yeah.
So that it was like kind of like shocking. And then on top of that, then you have like Tanner trying to make a move on Kate. Like, I'm like, whoa, this, I mean, Below Deck never fails to have these situations time and time again, which is unfortunately why I think it like actually resonates with a lot of people because it's a little too real sometimes.
Well, and like we all know what it's like to go out and get wasted and stuff, but that's just crazy. You know, like going psycho and then doing it to the point where it's happening all the time and not just like getting like too angry and just going popping off every time. And then the next day just being like, oh, I'm sorry, I was drunk. It's like, fuck you then. Stop getting so fucking drunk. Like, that's not an excuse every single time. You know,
but they hold Kate accountable for every like tiny thing that she does, even when drunk. But like Ashton literally destroys DJ equipment, punches a window, plants like kisses on coworkers, and it's like, oh well, it was just smashed in. You know, it's like it's ridiculous. So meanwhile they get out of the vans and Tanner's walking with Simone and is like, you look beautiful tonight, by the way. I'm like, you know what? Like these guys
class.
Are ridiculous.
They're all class. So Simone's like, I'm going to bed, you know. So Kate comes in at 2:30 And she goes, she's like, where's Riley? Riley was so scary. Ashton's a psycho. And Riley's like, I knew that. Like, yeah. But tonight he showed it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashton and Kevin are cooking and smoking up the kitchen because, you know, it's a poor helper. What's the guy's name? Darian. Can't Darian. Get a damn night's sleep, you know?
I know. Darian's like, turn on the vent. What's that, Darian? Can't hear you without your microphone.
Turn on the vent.
And Kate comes in and she's like, don't you think it's smoky in here? Don't you think it's smoky in here? And Ashton's like, we're making toasties. He goes, oh, toasties are the least of my concern. Then what is your concern? Your behavior. How about that? Your behavior. He's like, then talk about it. What do you want about? And then he just like instantly goes into surly mean mode.
Meanwhile, Simone's like, hey, Courtney, you want to eavesdrop? And she's like, yes.
Okay, so I was not talking shit about your mom. He's like, we make fun of Tina's mom on the daily, and he's comfortable with that. And it's my crew that I'm in charge of. So please tell me how you think managing my crew is any of your business.
What? She goes, I didn't know that making fun of Tanner's mother was a crew management style. Like, the fact that she could be so funny when, like, really in such a tense situation is, like, really shocking to me. I stammer. I'm a stammerer, like, in a tense situation.
Yeah. He's just, like, a drunk idiot. And he just passes her. He's like, I'm going to get Tanner. It's like, I called to the stand, to Tanner. What fucking kind of case is this?
I know. And he's like, hey, Tana, like, I need you to come on. I need you to put her in a place, which is like, ooh, it's just like, it's like, ugh. It's just the sort of language that has just been used to really, really, you know, marginalize women, or a lot of people.
He's like, let's call Tanner in here because you're big bitch boots. It's like, what? So then he gets Tanner. And Ash is like, she thinks she has some leg to stand on. And Tanner comes in and he goes, you think you got something to say? What the fuck?
What the fuck? You're the one trying to kiss her.
She's like, so he was complimenting your mother, so I was complimenting his mother on raising such a gentleman, huh?
Yeah.
Ashton's like, you felt like I was a taking Tanner's mom. You know less than you fucking think you know. She did not say that you were attacking Tanner's mom, and she didn't attack your mom. What the fuck?
Yeah, so, and she's like, I didn't know you guys talk about Tanner's mom. And he goes, oh, really? You know something about everyone. You do think you're better than the crew, don't you? Do you feel that way? I'm like, well, you're giving her a good reason to.
Early in her episode, to us, she literally did say that in a way. She's like, why am I the only person good at my job? But what's funny is she doesn't even go, no, I don't think that. She just looks at him like...
She's like, and you know, she was going to do like a Jim Halpern and look at the camera and be like, I do feel that way, actually. But like, and then Tanner's like, she gets away with more people. I mean, she gets married with more than what other people are given. I'm like, did you not hear what Captain Lee said? I mean, obviously he didn't, because he said it in the confessional. But like, you know, this is not a democracy. This is a cheertocracy, okay? And you know what? She earned that. That's what happens when you like work with the same people over and over again. Guess what? Sometimes they do earn a little like leeway because you've proven yourself to them. And she's been with Captain Lee for like 6 years or whatever. It doesn't mean she gets off the hook with everything, but like, she can pull some shit. That's what's called seniority.
Well, and also Tanner's just sitting there whining like, she gets away just because his boss, you know, his boss Ashton.
His brew like, boss.
Yes, Brew is telling him to do it, you know. So Ashton's like, yeah, and everyone thinks that about you, Kate. She's like, okay, great. Well, go find another chief stew. I quit.
I'm gonna leave the boat gracefully. I'm going to go. I cannot stay in this environment. I would like to leave. I'm going to be graceful. I just would like to gather my things and leave. I'm graceful. I'm a graceful person right now. I'm going to be very graceful. I'm not gonna lose my mind. I'm just going to leave the way Caroline should have left last year, just gracefully and quietly and quickly.
The moment someone texts me about my family, I'm going to get emotional. God, you're really such a huge pile of fail right now. So I know. Riley's like, do not gracefully do shit, Kate. She's like, I am going. I do not want to stay in this environment. And she starts crying, which is so bizarre to me. It's a weird world. Damn. I'm not used to.
Yeah, and she was like,
I'm feeling uncomfortable in this environment, okay?
Yeah, she's like, starts talking to the camera, like, tell your friends in the control room, I would like to go right now. I'd like to go. And Riley's like, wait, un-got it. Do you want to speak to Captain Lee? You want to speak to Captain Lee? She's like, no, I'm just leaving. The producer's like, Kate, where are you going? She's like, don't follow me. I'm fine. Bye.
Yeah. Yeesh. So this is episode 12. Is next week this season finale?
I don't know. I mean, Below Deck Sailing Yacht is coming up in the beginning of February. So I'm assuming that Below Deck will probably get like a two-week reunion maybe. And then they will... So I think they would probably have like two or three more episodes. Well, no, they said... I'm sorry. They were saying that there's only two more charters left. So we probably have two more charters means that we'll probably have like 3 to 4 episodes left.
Wowzers. Well, this is crazy.
This is a tense... See, I can't wait for this reunion. And I hope, like... I hope Andy, like, gets into it, you know? Because... Like, sometimes the Below Deck reunions are a little light, a little polite, and I'm ready for the reunion.
Yeah, if they even have one.
They will. They've had reunions recently. They've brought them back.
Med didn't, but I don't know.
No, Below Deck Med had a reunion this year, didn't they?
Nope.
No?
They did not, sir. And I think it's because the reunion before that had been so polite and nice that everyone was just like, well, you did this to me, and I'm very sorry for that.
The reunion last time, Joao, like, cried in a corner.
Yeah, and this was, like, Joao's big redemption.
Wait, who is on Below Deck Med? I've already forgotten. It was, oh, no, Jack and Aisha. Are you sure there wasn't a reunion? I could have sworn there was one. Jesus,
was there?
You know, I was talking to Dad, and she said that there was a reunion. I could have sworn there was a reunion of some sort.
I thought there wasn't one this year. So anyway, that brings us to the end of Below Deck, everybody.
Right. If there was a reunion, obviously it did not make much of an impression.
Yeah. Well, we're done with this Below Deck for now. That's for sure.
Well, for now, it's Christmas Eve. You know what? What a great show to show on Christmas Eve.
How touching,
isn't it?
A big
muscly man getting wasted, trying to make a pass at his coworker, and then getting violent right in her face. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Jeez.
No, it's compelling TV. That's for sure.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We will talk to you. Actually... later on for Real Housewives of Orange County reunion part 2.
Got it. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more. Feel your eyelids getting. Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Hey you, your go-to destination for the most addictive reality TV.
I love that.
Stream or download all the shows you love with loads same day as the US.
Hallelujah.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, and more. Escape the Christmas parties with over 7,000 episodes, because staying in is the new going out.
This is heaven for me.
Treat yourself to something special. Sign up now to get your 1 month free.